Okay, back to bed.
Welcome.
Dude, he totally lost it right in the middle of the intro. Welcome to procrastination. This is my esteemed cohort, Jason, who is completely brain dead this evening.
I had a stroke in the middle of the opening. I was trying to think of another P word to add to the pop culture phenomenon. Is the Procrastination Podcast.
Yes, it is. He failed epically.
It was good. It was just completely blank. I was like, oh, P words. I don't know any. Phenomenon was the only one that stuck in my head, and that doesn't work.
Yeah, he did. You should have seen the expression on his face. It was amazing.
It was
he stopped dead sentence and had
just
nothing.
Just
nothing. It was amazing.
Nothing.
Welcome to this week's episode of the show.
Procrastination.
The show all about what is keeping you from doing what is most important in your life.
You know, I like that. We need to keep that. That's good.
I don't remember what I just said.
The show that is keeping you from doing the things that are most important in your life. And that really is what procrastination is, folks, is the ability to put off till tomorrow what you should be doing today.
Wow. Wasn't that like a cat poster at some point?
It should have been.
I think so.
That and hang in there, baby. Friday's coming. The weekend's coming.
It's not here soon enough.
No, it's not. No, it's not. As usual, folks, thank you for spending part of your Wednesday with us. It's midweek. It's hump day. It's a good day to procrastinate.
It is.
Because there's only 2 days left in the week if you're a Monday through Friday person.
And I am, but I have zero oomph left in me for the week.
I was done on Tuesday. Where I work, our work week starts on Tuesday, and I was done Tuesday when I went in.
He actually texted me. He went to work Monday for about 12 minutes.
I did. Well, we had a long week last week. We had a new catalog drop, and I had, 37 hours when I left on Friday. So I worked for 3 hours Monday. It was fantastic.
It was really impressive. He texted me over the weekend, and he was like, man, I've got so much time in already, and we've got to
horror story
masturbation.
It almost is at times with that show.
He veered away. He's like, I'm not covering this.
No, I'm just telling you, it really almost is at times.
See, I haven't even delved into that one. I don't think I could get my wife to watch that one.
I just finished Hotel, which I really dug.
Yeah.
And now I'm like halfway through Roanoke, which is the full season that's on Netflix right now.
Okay.
And I wasn't sure about it, but it's a show within a show within a show.
That's weird.
But it's tremendous. And Cooper Gooding Jr. shows up this season.
That's awesome. At least he's still doing something. He kind of veered off course and just kept going. I didn't think he died. I just think he gave up acting for a while and decided to be a farmer.
Which is sad, though. Because he's such a good actor.
We're going to start rumors about him. His Hollywood friends are going to be like, dude, did you go start a farm?
I think he should be cast in more things. And so that's something we're going to do at the end of the show is we're going to recast shows.
And joining us again tonight is Penelope the podcast pup, who decided to dig a hole in the mattress that she lays on.
But she's afraid of tripods. So as long as the tripod is on the futon, she will stay away from it.
That's funny. But we've got a top five list tonight. We decided we would do another top five since that's been our kick the last couple of shows.
Well, it gives us a chance to really kind of let you all know what we're geeking out about.
Yeah, and where we're coming from, and it gives you all a chance to understand our mindset and perspective.
And you get to know us a little bit more as well. This one's near and dear to our heart because this is technically kind of why we started this whole thing.
It's where it originated. This top five is going to be our top five favorite, most listened to podcasts.
Those podcasts that really got, well, and some of mine are newer, but the podcast that really got us into this, that got us thinking that this might be something fun to do, and for me, it was a way to get away from having to listen to terrestrial radio talk radio.
I hate radio talk radio.
That sounds stupid.
With a passion.
I hate talk radio.
No. I hate radio talk radio. Radio talk radio is public broadcast, which means there are rules and regulations on it. So you can't be real.
Well, that's true. Plus, they have sponsors they have to be aware of.
Yep.
Now, granted, a lot of podcasts have sponsors, too. I'm not saying that. I mean, you know, you're certainly going to hear your number of Audible commercials, your number of Casper mattress commercials.
Which is fine.
On podcast.
But Dollar Shave Clubs.
But I tell you, they're also, at that point, one of the ones I listen to is not on my top five list, which is a shame. My top five list changes, like, every day. But I listened to one called Blurry Photos.
Yeah, he's told me about this one.
And it's an amazing podcast, and they start off usually with an ad for Cards Against Humanity, and their thing is that they were asked not to actually do an ad. So they do an ad by not doing an ad.
They go, Cards Against Humanity, please buy it. Move on.
No, literally, they asked us not to do an ad.
That's awesome.
And they move on with their show.
That's great.
And it's just, I mean, it's fun. But they're not tied. Some ad person is not going out and getting the ads for them to do.
Yeah, you're not.
When
you're
Steve
not
Austin
banned.
Reads an ad, he knows about the product. He's used the product. When he pitches DDP Yoga, he's done DDP Yoga. He knows
Can you see? And I mean, not that Dallas Page isn't any less manly than Steve Austin is, but Steve Austin being billed as the toughest son of a bitch in wrestling.
Yeah.
Can you see him just out in the middle of the field popping a yoga pose?
Wearing yoga pants?
No. Well, I mean, he did spend his whole career in little black skin-tight trunks, so whatever, moving on.
Do you think when he does yoga that you hear the glass break when he starts?
Damn, that would be amazing.
That's what DDP ought to do, is he ought to, you know, let you drop in your favorite wrestler's music.
Right as you start?
That'd be incredible.
With the whoosh. Glass shattering.
Get the Y2J countdown.
Oh, nice.
that
would be great.
Back,
little cane action. The awesome. Organ kick on, and you're like, all right, I can kick this yoga's ass now. Let's
you
do
get
it.
The Goldberg blast and fireworks shoot out of the ground and burn off part of your face.
Just shoot out of your ass.
If you're Goldberg, maybe.
Yeah. You got to headbutt the locker first, though.
Have we done a top five wrestlers yet?
Nope, that one's coming.
That's next week.
Yeah.
Top five wrestlers. Get ready for it, folks.
Yeah.
So this is our top five podcast, and I will admit that my podcast playlist is ridiculous. I am blessed with a job that doesn't require me to pay attention to any other people. So I listen to a lot of podcasts.
And I am not blessed with a job that I am allowed to listen to a lot of podcasts. Although I do, they are not my favorites because they are all PG family oriented in case somebody were to sit down at my desk and I don't have to be afraid of somebody on the other end dropping an F-bomb while a kid just sat down at my desk.
Yeah. See, I can sit literally at my desk for 8 hours straight with an earbud in my ear and laugh maniacally.
Yeah.
No reason.
See, I can laugh at my desk, but I'm immediately questioned by whoever else just happens to be in the building.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you listening to? Nothing. Go away.
Why are you laughing?
Exactly.
Are you deranged?
I've lost my mind.
So it certainly does change what you can and can't listen to, and the number of podcasts. I mean, I recently just went back to the beginning of Tell 'Em Steve Dave.
Yeah.
2010, Tell 'Em
Which
Steve
Dave. Which is a Smodco show.
Yeah. And
one of Kevin Smith's group.
Powering through Tell 'Em Steve Dave's every day, too.
Well, yeah, and Tell 'Em Steve Dave launched... Or Tell 'Em Steve Dave launched Comic Book Men, so
it did, yeah, completely.
So if you're not aware of this podcast, go find it. You will enjoy it if you like the Comic Book Men.
Yeah, and it's on my list, so we'll get to it in a second.
Yes.
So go ahead and hit us with your number five, Daniel.
All right, since we're rolling out number five, top five, number five for Daniel, Edumacation.
Oh, it's so good. See, that's not on my list, and I wish I could have like a top 20 list.
And well, I could have a top 20 list. It would be dominated by Kevin Smith shows because his crews are so entertaining. But Edumacation is Kevin Smith and Andy, whose last name I've just forgotten.
Andy McElfrish.
Andy McElfrish, yes. Yeah. Andy is a writer in Hollywood. He writes for Tonight Show. He writes movies. He does some production design. He does some CGI stuff.
Yeah, and he and Kevin Smith met back in the day doing...
Tonight Show, right?
Yeah, there was on Tonight Show, but it was when he was doing his... like roadside attractions
for Jay Leno.
Piece for Jay Leno.
Yeah.
And that's where they originally met.
But Andy
with
is
the Leno show.
Andy is a freaking genius. And he reads up on it. He absorbs knowledge. And Pothead Kevin Smith, who might be one of my favorite people in history.
No kidding.
Doesn't understand a lot of the stuff, and he finds what Andy has to say interesting. So they built a show on this.
And it really is, it is very educational.
Oh, absolutely.
But just listening at times to Kevin Smith's explanations for why things happen. And
or
then,
the definition of something.
And then Andy, you verbally looking at him in awe.
I know. I let it slide.
It's incredible at times. And some of the stuff is just, again, it's entertaining. It's educational. It's a fun podcast. It is really one that I listen to every week.
It really is. He's Andy's very, very smart. And they call it cocktail. What is it? Cocktail information? Cocktail humor?
Yeah, things you can impress somebody with at a party.
At a cocktail party, yeah. But that landed number 5 on my list because it is one of my favorite shows to listen to. And I end up using those factoids that they give me throughout the week with my interactions with customers and coworkers, just because it's interesting, but it's stupid and it's just a good time killer.
You get looks
we should
from
tie
people.
Them into the procrastination podcast because it's exactly what they're doing.
Oh yeah, it's completely and totally. It's, you know, why is this the way it is? And just a really fun show, and like all of Kevin Smith's products, well produced.
Yeah.
And just delightful.
Well, since we have fondled the balls of that show, let's move on to your number 5, sir.
Doug Benson's Doug Loves Movies.
You have talked about this one numerous times. I have not been able to try
Holy
it yet.
Fuck, is it a good show?
Well, state it bluntly, if you will, sir.
I cannot express my love for Doug Benson enough. The show, here's the rundown of Doug Loves Movies. It basically is him in front of a live audience.
Okay.
Doug Benson's a comedian. So he gets friends of his, other comedians, actors, producers, directors, whoever he can get at the time.
Okay.
3 to 5 of them to come do a movie trivia show on stage live.
So it's a live show.
Yes.
Okay.
And they do just insane games. They do Last Man Stanton, where you're given the name of an actor, maybe actors.
Actors,
and you
okay.
have to keep naming movies the person was in until you can't anymore.
So kind of a 7 degrees of bacon.
Yeah, but with movies.
Okay.
And they do Deb and God, I just lost the name. Anyway, they do IMDb games.
Okay.
They used to do a Leonard Maltin game, but the app died.
So what you're saying is we would be good at this.
Oh, I'd be tremendous at it. Yeah. We could rule that game. Doug Benson, if you're listening, I really hope you are listening.
Please be listening.
Because I'm going to tag the shit out of you when this podcast goes up. I would rule at this game. If you're ever near Knoxville, call us in. We'll work as a team. I promise we'll be entertaining as hell.
Yes, we will.
And we'll bring stuff. I'll bring stuff from Daniel's house for the prize bag.
What?
Yes.
No.
Oh, yeah. All the people who come in bring things for the prize bag.
Okay. Well, you can't have any of my Superman stuff.
I would love, actually, to run the show and let Doug Benson actually be one of the contestants.
See, now that would be... He's funny.
He's fucking hysterical. I love that podcast.
Well, I'm gonna have to try it out. And just if you're not a podcast person and you've somehow stumbled upon our show before you've hit anybody else's,
yeah.
You can find all these things between the major podcast networks, your iTunes and your Stitchers and your Google Music has
and,
a podcast.
You know, NPR has their own set. Spotify does podcasts now. We'll go into that a little bit later about how we actually get our own podcast, how we stream ours.
Yes.
But it if you like talk radio, if you ever liked talk radio
or comedy radio,
if there's a subject you dig, there is a podcast for the subject.
So many of them out there.
You know, the deep dark history of the Battle of Antietam probably has a podcast.
Yeah, you're probably right. I mean,
you don't even know what I'm talking about.
Well, I know what the Battle of Antietam is, but
where was it, Daniel?
Don't question me.
I'm being a dick.
I will slap you with my dick.
Well.
Yes.
Well.
Yes.
But yeah, if there's a topic you dig, there's a podcast for it.
Yes, there is. So where did we land? You just did your number.
That was my five.
Your number five. So we're on four now. And this one you haven't tried yet. You may not dig it as much as I do, but it is the one that I stumbled onto so I could listen. It's same concept for work. Needed one to listen to at home. So I landed on the Nicktoons podcast. So it's produced by Nickelodeon.
Very cool.
I can't remember the host's name. He's very entertaining, but
Jimmy Neutron?
No. Well, they interviewed the guy who produced Jimmy Neutron.
Really?
And then the second person, who was the girl who did the voice of Jimmy Neutron.
That is fantastic.
And Carl and the other friend. I can't remember now. But anyway, Jimmy Neutron was one of my favorite shows.
I'm gonna have to check that podcast.
Yeah, Nicktoons podcast. I found it on iTunes one day when I was scanning for one that was family friendly, so I could listen to it while working and my little girl not be like, oh, my ears are burning.
What's ass to mouth?
Wow.
I'm just saying.
8 a.m.
It's come up in many podcasts.
Yeah.
Mostly Kevin Smith's podcast.
Hashtag 8 a.m.
Yes. No, that's good, though. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, Nicktoons podcast, really good. Hector Navarro, that's the name of the host.
So are they just doing
interviews? He interviews anybody that has been associated with animation that has touched Nicktoons somehow. Now, he has gone out of that line a couple of times, but he usually stays within the realm of animation where he's interviewed some guys that have been strictly Looney Tunes. Which isn't really Nicktoons, but back in the day when Nickelodeon was new, they ran a lot of Looney Tunes. So
sure.
It's kind of a unofficial Nicktoon.
That's awesome.
But yeah, good show. Very entertaining. You get to meet a lot of, like, one of my favorite ones they did was when he interviewed the chick that does Harley Quinn's voice for the most part. Dude, she does so many others. She's like one of the Powerpuff Girls. She's one of the Rugrats.
Those cats who get into voice work, it's incredible.
It's insane.
The vocal gymnastics they can put their voices through to get different ages,
real
different,
high pitch,
different genders, whatever it might be. It amazes me.
Yep. Yep. And it's a great show. But Nicktoons podcast hosted by Hector Navarro. Hector Navarro.
Very good. Say it again.
Hector Navarro.
I'm going to ask you again later.
All right. I got this now.
That's very good. I'm going to check that one out. That is now on my list of podcasts
to
find.
Yes. Very good podcast.
And we'll put links to all these podcasts on their websites
on the
page for this podcast. My number four is Greg Poops. Poops.
Wow. Freudian slip.
Greg Proops, Smartest Man in the World podcast.
See, why do these people have to have such fucked up names? Hector Navarro
and
Greg
Proops. Greg Proops, Smartest Man in the World podcast, is a version of his stand-up routine. Again, he's a comedian.
Yeah.
If you don't know Greg Proops,
guy, he's been on everything.
What the hell? He was most notably part of the Whose Line Is It Anyway crew forever.
Yes.
He was on the Drew Carey Show. He was in Star Wars Episode 1, Phantom
Menace.
I feel
like he was on King of Queens at one point.
He may have done a King of Queens episode.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but he's been around. He's been around forever. He's a great comedian, a terrific writer. His book, Smartest Man in the World, Smartest Book in the World, is a good read listen as well. But his Smartest Man in the World podcast is tremendous.
Okay.
Ranging, now, if you are ultra conservative, if you even have conservative leanings, if you've ever considered having a conservative leaning,
if you've thought about a conservative person,
he might
being conservative,
he might offend you
possibly.
And if you get offended by it, then you should be ashamed.
because
he's really just meaning to make you think.
That's the thing is, it's like I listened to I was listening to Patton Oswalt, one of his stand-up not too long ago, and he's very liberal.
Oh, he's amazing.
It's fine. He is hysterical.
Yeah.
I'm more on the conservative side. I'm not truly like a Republican. I'm just more on the conservative side leanings.
Sure.
they say stuff, and it's he. Sometimes you can tell he's going for shock value. Sometimes he's not. I don't care.
Yeah, but some people
take
get,
it with it. Take it with a grain of salt.
Some people but if, get if irate you're tender about that
in
that, kind of stuff.
If you're tender in that nature, some of these people aren't for you.
Yeah. If that's the case, then Greg Proops is gonna make you angry.
Yeah,
but he's gonna make you think because he really is a very, very smart guy.
Sure.
And his topics range from the political to the social justice side of things to really
the deep dawn of justice side of things.
Definitely not. Cause that's a horrible movie.
Screw you.
To really deep thoughts about baseball. Yep. Baseball,
baseball, cold showers, baseball, cold showers, baseball, cold showers. What is it from?
Wow. Step Brothers?
Nope. But add a British accent. Baseball cold showers. Baseball cold showers.
I honestly don't know.
It's a deep pull. It's Austin Powers.
Oh, it is. That's right.
That was a bad British Austin Powers. Really I haven't heard Austin Powers in years.
You know,
though.
They keep saying they're doing a fourth one.
Yeah, I heard.
I just don't. I think it'd be Love Guru, and I don't.
Well,
think
yeah, I'm a little afraid of that. At this point, just let it die.
I think they should.
Yeah.
I think they should.
So. But yeah, I haven't. That was a bad Austin Powers. So my apologies.
It.
What?
Or you recast it?
Yeah, we'll get to that.
More on that later.
We'll get to that.
But yeah, Greg Proops, check it out. Great podcast. And honest to God, it'll make you rethink some
everything
of what you believe. And just a tremendous, tremendous show. All right, what's your three, sir?
My three was mentioned earlier. Tell him Steve Dave.
See, that's my number two.
TESD. Tell him Steve Dave.
I am part of the ant army. I'm an ant.
I am an ant.
I'm going to eventually buy my four-color demon patch.
I really would like to get one and maybe just put it on my computer bag or my backpack.
And it'll go on one of my work shirts.
Yeah.
Because, again, I have four-color demon where I can do it.
And the four-color demon reference is a patch that they've got, but four colors was what comic books used to be made with. Was they mixed the four colors to create all the colors on the comic book pages.
So Tell him Steve Dave. For the uninitiated, is a reference to the Kevin Smith Jersey universe.
Yes.
Where, at one point, Walt Flanagan looks at Brian Johnson, who's playing Steve Dave, and says, "Tell him, Steve Dave."
Yes.
That became their podcast name.
It did.
It's how they end their podcast each week, and it is such a phenomenal show.
It is. They, even when they're on off weeks, it's still a good show. Now, we've left off one of the hosts normally on there, Brian Quinn, who is one of the Impractical Jokers.
Who got me hooked on the Impractical Joker show from listening to Tell Him Steve Dave.
I do like the Impractical Joker show. What channel is that on? True TV?
True TV, yeah.
True TV, yeah. So it's Walt Flanagan, Brian Johnson, and Brian Quinn.
With occasional throw-ins from Ming Chen, Mike Zabzik, Sunday Jeff, and, of course, Get Him Steve Dave.
Who also works in the Secret Stash comic book shop.
In Red Bank, New Jersey.
And frequently pisses off everybody associated.
Yes. Even though Walt has this odd love relationship
it's
with him now.
Weird, it's developed into such a weird father, estranged
redheaded
son.
Stepchild.
They text each other at 2:00 in the morning about episodes of whatever
it's just
awful
yeah.
60s TV show they're watching.
It's
freaking
just strange.
Yeah.
But
it's
I
such
tell
a
you,
good show.
It if you have never watched Comic Book Men, you can see two of the guys on Comic Book Men each episode.
Yes.
Brian Johnson and Walt Flanagan. Of course, you can catch
lifelong friends of Kevin Smith, which is why they have this show to begin with.
If you roll past True TV, you're going to see Impractical Jokers, you know, being run every hour on the hour
because
it's really the only show they have.
That's the True TV. What is it? Banner now is Impractical Jokers. And then if we have off time of Impractical Jokers, we'll show you some other crap.
Yeah. But Impractical Jokers is amazing.
And
BQ Quinn, of course, is on that. And again, just probably a better show. I don't know that I listen to one that I enjoy the characters on more.
Then Tell Him Steve Dave?
Yeah.
I would agree.
They're just, you can feel the love they have for each other.
Yeah.
It is three guys sitting around shooting the shit.
Yeah.
And entertaining the hell out of each other.
Well, that's the kicker is they entertain each other to the point that it is entertaining from the outside perspective.
Yeah. And you get into listening to them, and you just fall in love with the characters. You fall in love with the people. And it's just it's a blast. I love the show.
Yeah, Tell 'Em Steve Dave is one of my favorites. Yeah. And I was introduced to a lot of this. Jason had gotten onto the bandwagon for a lot of these shows first, and then I kind of dabbled my way into it. Normally, I will try to find older episodes of one of the shows I'm listening to or find another podcast when I'm going to be working at the house, mowing the yard, whatever.
Sure.
Sometime when I'm going to have an opportunity to sit and listen for at least an hour uninterrupted.
Yeah, I've actually literally have gone back, and I am now in the second year, 2011, Tell 'Em Steve Dave's.
Yeah, he's
listening through the whole thing again.
Jason has been telling me that it's quite strange, so I need to do it. You need to do it. Go listen to it. Get it. And start from the beginning.
Give all of these the 3-episode challenge. That is what...
Yes.
Another podcast, again, it's not on my list because it could have been 20 freaking podcasts long, or maybe 40, is 7 Days a Geek.
Days a Geek is a good one.
The Angry Ginger always asks that everybody give it at least a 3-episode challenge.
Okay.
I am asking that of all of these, if you like podcasts, give any of these 3 episodes to see if you like them.
Yeah. Including our show, which you should give 5 stars and listen to every episode, even if you don't like it.
In ad nauseum.
Please.
Always.
Please.
In perpetuity.
We love you. You're part of the procrastination.
Nation. Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
You kind of sounded like the Rain Man.
I know. So that was your 3?
That was my number 3. What's your number 3,
my
sir?
My number 3 is your number 1. I guarantee it.
Hollywood Babylon?
Yep.
Yep. He's right. He read my mind. Hollywood Babylon is my number one.
Is the podcast that got me started listening to podcasts.
Yes, and it did the same thing for me, because Jason would come over to my house ranting and raving about Kevin Smith and Ralph Garman, just babbling about bullshit related to Hollywood, and it was hysterical. It sucked me in. I've listened to it for, how many years have we been listening to it?
At least since 2011?
Yeah, probably. I've been listening to it for at least 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we...
Don't miss an episode.
Yeah, no, every week.
I listen to it every week when it hits my feed.
Yep.
Hollywood Babylon is Kevin Smith and Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman, of course, of K-Rock fame out in L.A.
He's also an actor.
He's an actor. He was in Ted. Just a good, solid... actor.
Yeah. He's in a lot of Seth MacFarlane stuff. He's on Family Guy. Yeah. And
very, very funny. Kevin Smith, of course, the Viewisk universe and countless movies. Comedian in his own right.
He's a comedian whether he wants to admit it or not, but he's got all of his Smodco shows. He's got all of his movies, Clerks.
There will eventually probably be a podcast about Kevin Smith at some point. And our love for him and us filleting him for the better part of an hour. Because
just Jason deep-throating him for an hour.
I'm telling you, because he has really changed. He is the part of the reason why this is happening.
Yes.
But Babylon is he and Ralph Garman in front of a live audience talking about pop culture and the movies and stuff going on in Hollywood.
The stuff that entertains them.
And
they do it very entertainingly.
And Ralph Garman drinking a little bit and Kevin Smith being high.
Completely.
While it happens.
Completely stoned off his ass.
And
every
it's just
show.
Amazing.
And it's really funny when he changes strands.
Yeah, because you
can
tell.
The show changes.
And usually.
With the different strands that he's on.
And Garman's going to usually make some. He's going to stop. Just like, what did you smoke this week?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
I mean, they even had a segment of the show at one point. That was
What's Kevin smoking?
What strand is he on this week?
Exactly. And they have a lot of, you know, they have Hollywood stiffs about whoever just passed away in Hollywood.
Tinseltown stiffs.
They do the of course headlines.
Yep.
They have shout outs.
They do a segment devoted. They used to do a segment devoted to Kim Kardashian, but they decided that they would finally just give an what's the word I'm looking for? Adherum? That's not right. But anyway, they were
I don't know what
I totally just
for.
That was a there brain is. Fart big
apparently,
time.
Apparently that's going to be a week for that this week.
But they decided that they would completely stop giving Kim Kardashian any coverage whatsoever, which made me happy because it was funny, but damn, she's just so stupid that there
Lindsay
was
Lohan
always,
gets her own segment
and Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
Tadoff Swindler or Taylor Swift.
I mean, it really is they cover a little bit of everything and it's a it's a good, fun show. Not one to listen to with the kids.
No. That is not family friendly.
Fun show.
Very explicit.
That was your number one, my number three. So what's your number two?
Well, let me see. Number two, you probably could guess this one too, if you worked hard enough.
Probably so. It's going to be my number one, I bet.
Austin Unleashed?
Oh, no!
Boom, I got you.
Wow.
Yep.
No, that's a good one.
Steve Austin Unleashed. Now, Stone Cold Steve Austin has two shows. He's got a Family Friendly, which is just the Steve Austin show, and he's got Steve Austin Unleashed, which is not family friendly. Now, he covers same topics, but he lets fly with the language on the Unleashed version. I seem to enjoy that one a little better because I like listening to him rant.
And I tell you, I don't know that you have to be a wrestling fan to like his show.
Yeah.
It might help because you might understand some of his content better.
Yes.
But I don't know that you've got to be a wrestling fan.
No, you don't, because he's just, at this point, although he has a massive wealth of knowledge in the wrestling business industry.
Of course, sure.
He's just a really interesting person. And he has some really cockeyed views on things.
And he's just funny as hell.
He is. He did an entire 30-minute segment of his show about fighting with a fly in his trailer on the set of Broken Skull Challenge.
Well, and then the Yellow Jackets on the Broken Skull Ranch.
Oh, God, the Yellow Jackets.
And my favorite episodes are him and Ted Fowler.
Yeah, one of his buddies from Texas that he hunts with and fishes with and just hangs out with. It's just him and Teddy Fowler.
I mean, after the hurricane that went through, I was worried about Ted Fowler.
I was too.
Someone that I've never seen on anything except hearing him on a podcast.
I was worried about Teddy Fowler. He's a contractor in Texas.
He is part of my life now.
But yes, he is. He's a friend of mine, about Ted personal Fowler. Friend of mine. Teddy Fowler.
But I tell you, it's a good show. Both of his shows are good, but it's a good show. And with Steve Austin shows, you get everything from him interviewing wrestlers,
of course.
And wrestling managers and commentators
backstage
like JR.
Writers.
To him talking to MMA stars.
Yep.
Bodybuilders. MMA stars. I don't know if that's the right word.
MMA fighters. Stars. Stars was a good. Yeah. I mean, they're stars. They're entertainers in their own
certainly.
Right. So,
but, you know, he talks to fighters. He talks to movie stars. Comedians.
And sometimes he has tangents off. Like, he interviewed a guy that was teaching him how to do neon clocks.
Yeah.
And it was a really entertaining show.
And some weeks it just might be him and his illustrious wife, Kristen.
Yep.
Just shooting the shit.
And they just shoot the shit, and it is hysterical because Kristen is funny in her own right.
Oh, my gosh. She's so funny.
And she has to put up with his crazy shit all the time. And
I would love for her to have her own podcast.
Yes.
But I think she
just
might.
Like our wives would have their own entertaining podcast.
And they'd be much funnier than we
are.
Oh,
by far.
And Kristen, the bad thing is Kristen might do better numbers than Stone Cold.
He would take it in stride, though.
Yeah.
He would take it in stride. He's such a different person than the Stone Cold persona.
Yeah, and it really is the best award-winning podcast that's never won an award.
Yes. Good tagline. Good pull.
I know. That's very, very... It's a good line on his show. So...
So that was my number two.
Our number one's the same?
No, because my number one was Hollywood Babylon.
Oh, that's right.
So your number two was my number one.
And my number two was TESD.
So your number two was my number three. At some point, there's a Venn diagram that's flipping me the bird.
So have we gotten all of your five?
We've covered my five.
Then we only like my number one.
What's your number one?
This week, and at the time that I wrote the list, Fat Man on Batman.
See, and I completely left that one off the list. I love that show, but sometimes it goes so... It becomes just almost a news feed anymore now that...
I have become such a huge fan of Mark Bernardin.
I love Mark Bernardin.
I love Kevin Smith. This is a okay. Before we
again,
get too
blatant
deep into
Kevin
it,
Smith.
Yeah, this is a Kev Smith Mark Bernardin podcast.
Yes.
It used to just be Kevin Smith talking to people who were involved in Batman,
and sometimes not even in Batman. Just anything.
People.
Yeah.
Now it's he and Mark Bernardin. Mark Bernardin is a film critic
slash writer. He's been a comic book writer.
Yeah, he's just wow. He sometimes his thought process makes my brain hurt.
Well, and he's very, very smart at building a storyline, because he'll take something that, you know, a storyline in a movie, or a storyline in a comic book that they've hooked on for some reason and totally rework it, and Kevin Smith and me and anybody that's listening is like, here, have all my money because you just rewrote it, and now I'm 1,000% more hooked than I was
before. Sometimes he's done that with movies that I didn't like.
Yeah.
And I've gone, wow, that's much better. I want to see that version. I want to see the Mark Bernardin version of that universe now.
There needs to be, I think they need a t-shirt of that.
I think that they should just give things to Mark Bernardin to rewrite.
Right, yeah, true.
Or at least let him look at it before it goes to the screen.
Yeah.
I.e., Man of Steel.
Why?
Batman versus Superman.
Why? Why do we always Warner come back Brothers? To this?
Because they're just not
Put
great.
Him in charge of Warner Brothers, they're I would be a much great. Happier
I'm
person.
Just, I'm not satisfied. They could be so much better.
They could.
And Mark Bernardin could make them better.
He could, yes. Yes, but the only Warner's thing that he's touched so far was the comic books, and he wrote Static Shock for a few issues before they canceled it.
I guess it doesn't say very much.
No, it doesn't.
But yeah, but
it's probably
that,
going down before that.
That was my number one, because right now it's one of those that I will skip other podcasts to get to.
I like that one, and I do listen to it probably weekly, but it doesn't, as of late, it hasn't landed in my small podcast time frame segment, because I've got maybe 10-minute drive to and from the house.
See, I've got 25 to 30.
Yeah, I've got a maybe 10-minute drive to and from the house in that time frame. Call the wife.
Yeah,
so maybe 5-6 minutes I get to listen to the podcast. So it takes me a little while to get through a show until I find that moment when I'm playing a video game at night for about an hour and a half, 2 hours by myself, and then I can listen to the podcast.
Where literally, I kid you not, I sit down at my desk at work, and there's an earbud in my ear, and I'm listening to podcasts for 8 hours sometimes while I do data entry and SEO work.
And pretending to...
And analysis.
Fondle Kevin Smith.
Well, I'm telling you... He'd be fine with it. The amount of hours that I listen to him sometimes during the day is a little frightening.
It, you know, I thought about that the other day as well, as I listen to Kevin Smith as much in a week as I do my coworkers.
Oh, I listen to Kevin Smith a lot more.
Well, you have your own little world, but with the type of job I'm in,
you gotta actually
I'm customer service, man. I'm interaction.
I don't deal with people anymore. I deal with ones and zeros.
Oh, God. That's amazing. I need to switch up.
Now, I need an honorable mention segment.
Honorable mention?
Yeah, for some that did not make my list.
Okay. Like, I've got an honorable mention that's not Fat Man on Batman, because that would be immediate honorable mention.
So mine are actually going to be sometimes podcasters and not just podcasts.
Well, I would also, I can throw you out three of mine just right off the top of my head.
I think I've got three. I might have four.
Talk is Jericho.
Oh, God, I wasn't including that one, but yes.
Talk is Jericho with Chris Jericho.
Now, I do sometimes skip his if it's...
Yeah.
Music industry,
yeah,
and I don't care about the band.
But and he's entertaining when he does that. I just don't have as much interest in the music industry as I do the wrestling industry.
Yeah, but he is a hell of a talker, always has been, and his show's great.
So Fat Man on Batman, Talk is Jericho, and Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Wait, Don't Tell Me is an NPR podcast,
yeah, right?
I listen to it every single week when it drops.
Yeah.
Used to listen to it on terrestrial radio, and this is so much better because I don't have to be tied to a time frame.
Yes.
All right, my honorable mention category, and it's not because there should have been on the top five, but my top five just wasn't. I needed a top 10 that was only five. Penn Jillette.
Okay.
Two podcasts a week, Penn Sunday School on Sunday, and then he cuts another one on Wednesday. He, of course, is half of Penn and Teller.
Penn and Teller, yeah.
One of the, probably the best magic duo ever.
I would agree. You put him up there with the greats, David Copperfield.
They're probably my favorite
magicians. I would agree with that, because I mean, when I was a kid, I was a big, big magic fan, and I loved watching them.
And what's funny is he started this podcast, he said, as an atheist podcast. But they don't even discuss atheism or religion most of the time now. It's just him and Matt Donnelly and, I just lost.
See? Fail.
Just lost the other name.
It's okay. I lost the name of Hector Navarro. Boom.
God,
suck
again.
It. Suck it.
It's Matt Donnelly and...
Hector Navarro.
Yes. obviously. But anyway, a great show. It's Penn Jillette every week, and just a fantastic podcast. Sometimes it's just him and his two cohorts. Sometimes it's him talking to the people.
I haven't listened to it. I need to try it.
It's really good.
You've been barking about that one for a couple of years, and I need to try it.
Another one of my honorable mentions, of course, is Jason the Angry Ginger. His Twitter handle is at 7 Days a Geek.
Yep.
And
he's funny.
Or 7VEN, the number 7VEN Days a Geek.
Like procrastination.
Exactly.
We did not rip that off of him.
No, not at all. But he does a podcast now called 7 Days a Geek. Prior to that, he had one called The Last Podcaster Standing, which is probably still one of my favorites ever.
See, I never listened to that.
It's still
one.
On hiatus. Yeah. I'm waiting for it to come back.
Okay.
People who listen to that show will get that joke. and he's had other, he's had Podcasting 101 and some other podcasts along with those, but I'm a big fan of 7 Days a Geek, and of course, he does Podtoberfest as well.
Podtoberfest. That's fantastic.
And then from that one, I've heard of picked up a lot of other podcasts from listening to him. Another one is the Blurry Photos podcast.
That's one you mentioned earlier.
And they dig into the paranormal, always with a humorous bend.
Yeah. You can get a little bit of that on Tell 'Em Steve Dave when they do their...
And from Talk is Jericho, because he jumps into it.
Yeah.
I also picked up
I don't know.
Wow.
Good job.
I'm telling you. I'm going to need to go take like my medication or whatever.
Give you a 5-hour energy.
I know.
Get you some B vitamins in there.
A little
vitamin D.
You talk while I look up this podcast that I listen to.
Get your phone out.
That I can't think of right now.
Podcasting bitch.
It's pathetic, isn't it?
He is. He's sad. See, he failed at the beginning of this show. He's
beyond the darkness. Beyond the freaking darkness.
That's really the name of the podcast. Beyond the freaking darkness.
Beyond the darkness. And they do 5 days a week.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, I wish we had time.
They're on the Jericho Network. Okay. Tremendous, well done, well researched.
Jericho's so into podcasting. He has his own network. He has multiple shows that are connected to him.
And I haven't listened to one of his shows that I haven't liked yet.
Yeah, Conan's show is really good.
They're all just
Raven's show. And now keep in mind, if you're a wrestling fan, you know who we're talking about. If you're not, then fuck off. But Raven, I absolutely despised Raven's character when he was on television. And it wasn't because, he was making me hate him. He was a talented wrestler.
Oh, yeah.
But I just absolutely hated his shtick.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan.
He pissed me off.
I enjoyed watching him wrestle.
And I guess that was probably the purpose, but
I think it was the point, yeah.
It made me, like, I would, during the Monday Night Wars, if Raven came on, I switched channels. And that's not a hit on Raven because he was a talented wrestler. I just didn't like watching him.
That's funny.
Maybe he was better in ECW. I don't know. Maybe I'll have to get on the WWE network.
Didn't he have a group at one point?
Yeah, he had the Flock.
The Flock, thank you. Could not. I wanted to call it Raven's Rook.
It was. He had the Flock, and it was Perry Saturn, Billy Kidman.
It was all wrestlers I didn't like.
Chris Canyon.
I didn't care for him either.
There were somebody else. It was a big dude. He was huge, but he was only around for like a year.
Was it Rhino?
No, I mean, this guy was like 7'6". He was freaking huge.
I'm going to have to look it up now because I don't know who that is.
I mean, he was a monster.
Was it the guy who used to wear the Bigfoot outfit?
Nope. That guy was a Mexican. I know who you're talking about. The guy who wrestled The Undertaker at Mania. Yeah.
That was horrible.
Giant Gonzalez.
Yes, Giant Gonzalez.
Giant Gonzalez. See, this is our tangent for the week where we went, wrestling, we love it so much.
We're going to talk about it for a minute. Because all this stuff crosses over, people. If you don't realize it, all this stuff crosses over.
Because we go wrestling to comic books. Well, how do you get there? Well, freaking wrestling had comic books in the 80s, so.
Yeah, it did. And some of those cats have had their own comic books.
Yeah. And cartoons.
And cartoons and... If you hear snuffling near the mic, it's because Penelope.
What is wrong with you tonight?
I tell you, it's an aneurysm. Yeah, Penelope the podcast puppy is now sniffing the mic.
Penelope the podcast puppy. That is a whole lot of alliteration, sir.
I'm telling you.
Penelope the podcast puppy. But yeah, so that was a good runners-up list from you, sir.
Well, and I hate to call them runners-up because they are no less important to me during my week at work.
Yeah.
But I just, 5 didn't give me enough. I needed like a top 40.
Well, I mean, it's that's the best thing about the podcast is, like at work, I've been listening to, I've got a trip coming up where I'm taking my family to Disney World.
There you go.
So I've been listening to Disney World podcasts because if you like something, there is a podcast out there about it.
There really is. And podcasts are easy to find, people. What do you use to stream yours?
I get mine through iTunes and I use the built-in Apple Podcast.
Well, there we go.
Shake it off, pup.
Yeah, that was a bloodhound head shake.
What he's not telling you is that was actually just him.
I use an app on my Samsung called Beyond Pod. I actually paid for it, the full-blown version.
Wow.
I've been using
it. I'm impressed.
I'm telling you. I've been using it since 2011.
Our pirate ways have worn off.
It is my trusted podcast go-to, but there are countless ways. Google Music.
Google Music. Yeah, that's what I listen to at work.
Spotify.
Amazon has a podcast section.
Yeah, you can actually go to the websites for all these podcasts.
Yeah, because Podcast One has their own app.
Oh, NPR has their own app.
Yeah.
You can even go to the website of the podcast and stream it from them.
Yes.
If you want to go really old school, I mean, you could build your own RSS feed and have them drop, you know, into your favorites on Google Chrome.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the techie route, but I mean, it gets the job done. But I mean, seriously, if you like any sort of spoken radio, there is a podcast for you. Go out there, find it, look for it. It's amazing. I know
we're baseball,
yeah, sports tech out news. The ass, dude. So yeah. Much sports.
It any team, any sport, anything you are geeking out about. Again, that's the purpose of this Geek's World is to let you find a place to go learn about the things that you find interesting.
Yeah.
If you like, because we live right outside of Knoxville, if you like UT football,
Tennessee Vols.
I guarantee you there's a podcast.
Dude, there's probably 500,000. And if you like it, if it inspires you and you feel like you've got to do it, I know we sound just like Kevin Smith, man.
Yeah.
But we got inspired by him. We got inspired by all the podcasts we do. And he frequently talks about in all of his podcasts that he's on how easy it is to put it together. Now, on his level, I mean, Jason and I couldn't get a live venue and 300 people to show up and buy drinks and have alcohol and
no,
food.
But I'd like to try.
Oh man, I would love it.
Have a weekly podcast at the Bijou Theater in Knoxville.
Right?
That'd be amazing.
Wow. That's aspirations, right?
Yeah, it is. And then take over the Tennessee Theater once.
That's
week?
Right. Never happened.
No, never.
They would be like, they would listen to our first show and be like, get the hell out. Yeah. You guys are awful.
They'd be like, what are you doing?
You are not funny. One of you insulted the Jews.
What? And
yeah, you. Yeah, you're when? Insulting. You're anti-Semitic.
What? Never. Never.
He also doesn't like Mexican people. I don't know what's wrong with him.
God, you're horrible. Horrible tonight. No, I just can't speak. That's my only problem this evening. but no, there. And here's the other thing that I would challenge you with. If you can't find the podcast about the topic you like,
make it.
Then do one yourself.
Yes, make it. Make it.
It is easy.
You got. I mean, there's
almost
all the computers now have mics in them.
Well,
flip on the mic, get a recording program you can get for free.
Easiest way to do a podcast: Facebook Live.
Oh yeah,
cut on Facebook Live
and
do a podcast.
Yeah.
Just start talking.
Just because they can, they don't have to see you. You can have a black feed.
Sure.
Just cover
YouTube.
The camera up.
YouTube has their own built-in live streaming feature.
Oh yeah, we use. At the moment, and have for several years, we use, because I'm a Mac user, we use GarageBand. Because
and I'm lazy and refuse to actually learn how to use any of the software.
So he brings his mic and we hook up. So that's really all it takes is you record it, you load it onto your website, and it's ready to roll, man.
It's radio. It's radio that you listen to when you want to listen to it.
And we like listening to ourselves because we're very, very conceited.
Yes. And we both enjoy the sound of our own voices. So we have a podcast.
Our wives would agree so much.
They frequently tell us both to shut up and to stop talking
so loudly.
That's
why they're not here.
Yeah.
because they don't, even though they pretend they don't want to take part, they really do.
They really do.
But they don't want to listen to us. That's why they need their own show.
They do. And they could talk about how they have to put up with us. So that is our top five, nay, top 20, 30, 40.
We could go for a while.
Yeah. Podcast. Something new this week is we're going to have a recasting segment.
Yeah, and we've been talking about this.
Daniel, I want you to recast Caddyshack.
Wow. Now, what we talked about was, what my idea was to recast with the full cast of another movie.
Exactly. So recast Caddyshack with the full cast from another movie.
Okay.
But I'm going to give you the other movie.
God, see, this is, I'm going to have to do research for this. I'm not going to be able to pull this out of my ass, dude.
Your other movie? See, I'm not going to use the one I was originally going to use. I was going to say Lord of the Rings just to be a dick.
Wow. Well, that's definitely dickish.
Because I was thinking John Rhys Davis playing Bill Murray's role.
Did you hear him? With his, oh, wow. John Rhys Davis is amazing. But I don't know that I could see him talking like this, you know, talking about this.
No. He does it with Sala's voice.
Sala's voice. You'll get back here.
Bad dates.
Wow.
No,
Gimli going after the groundhog.
It'd be amazing.
Wow. That could be a t-shirt. Gimli and the groundhog.
Gimli and the groundhog.
It's an 80s. That's an 80s cartoon show.
We're not going to roll with it this time because it will take a little bit of...
It will take research.
Of research.
God, he's going to... Sheesh, man. That would have been rough.
The one that we discussed the other night, though, it was taking Talladega Nights cast. What was the movie, though?
It was Talladega Nights, and we were recasting... Was it Batman Returns?
It may have been. Or the original Batman. One
I
of
think
the two.
Maybe it was the original Batman.
Yeah. When we say original Batman, we mean 89 Batman with Michael
Keaton. Not the 1966 Batman movie.
It wasn't Batman.
Batman was involved because we were talking about Michael Keaton.
No, I brought Michael Keaton into some other movie.
See? Wow. But sideways. I forget what it was. We're sliding sideways.
But that's going to become a standing feature at the end of each podcast is us recasting a movie. Using bits and pieces of other people.
Yes.
Of other people's, not
yes.
other people.
This could be some very, kind of wow. weird bits and pieces. Thing. Yeah.
But,
I like his leg. I just want to use his leg.
See, I'd like to see,
but it's
like to see Will Ferrell do a Frankenstein movie.
Oh, see, that would be great.
I want to see Will Ferrell. I want to see Will Ferrell as Gene Wilder's role in Young Frankenstein.
I want to see John C. Reilly
as Marty Feldman
as Willy Wonka.
Oh, that would be good.
Right?
See, I was going to have Will Ferrell as Frankenstein and John C. Reilly as Igor.
As the Bride of Frankenstein?
No, as Igor out of Young Frankenstein.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Yes, it would. I think that could work.
It could be the best tribute movie ever.
And just, I mean, the chemistry between the two of them, just amazing.
And then you redo Blazing Saddles with Clint Eastwood as Gene Wilder.
God. The Dirty Harry. Holy crap.
Can you see that?
Is Gene Wilder is dead, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
80-year-old Clint Eastwood falling out of the top bunk, hanging
just
upside down.
Just talking to random nothing.
And... No, that's where we got to it the other night, was Blazing Saddles with Kevin Hart playing Cleavon Little's role as Black Bart.
Yeah.
And Dwayne The Rock Johnson as Mongo.
Because The Rock can be anything, honestly.
The Rock, of course.
He can be anything.
The Rock could be the Ent from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. We have no idea what that popping sound was. The dog is it eating something?
She's got one of her toys.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, that was a good show. I liked that one. That was a good top five. That was we filleted podcasts for a minute. That was And Kevin Smith.
Mostly Kevin Smith.
Mostly Kevin Smith. Yeah. Go listen to all his shows. You'll love them.
Yeah. We'll put up links to all the shows. Go find them. Listen to them.
Yeah.
Next week, wrestling?
Wrestling.
Next week, wrestling.
Yeah.
We might even, know number one.
We might have to expand this one to like a top 10.
Maybe.
If we do a top, it's going
to
be.
We may have to do top five baby faces, top five heels.
Ooh, see, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
We may have to do that.
All right.
So next week's wrestling. Till then. Keep putting off till tomorrow what you should be doing right now.
This has been Procrastination, the longest 10 minutes of your life.
This has been a ThisGeeksWorld.com podcast and was produced by Splash Media Works.